102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 6:17 Monday morning. So, of course, yesterday it was hard to miss exactly what went on with both Trump tweeting about standing or not standing for the anthem and the players' reactions, not only in the NFL, but also in baseball.
I was running
on Twitter.
I was running around yesterday, so I don't really... Am I crazy? What did Trump say? Trump said, wouldn't you like to see these owners fire one of these sons of bitches or whatever it is that don't stand for our flag? Is that what he said?
Almost. Here, Brett actually has the audio. Go ahead, Brett.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired! And I know we have freedoms, and we have freedom of choice and many, many different freedoms. But you know what? It's still totally disrespectful. And you know, when the NFL ratings are down massively.
Oh, you dick!
Massively. The NFL ratings are down massively. The only thing you could do better is if you see it, even if it's one player, leave the stadium. I guarantee things will stop.
You had
it. Things will stop. Just pick up and leave.
You had it.
Pick up and leave.
Well, it almost, the whole ratings thing didn't even really matter.
Doesn't matter. He keeps bringing up ratings.
But that's not what people are pissed about. You know what I mean? Like, it almost doesn't matter that he said that.
Yeah, but what he said wasn't bad. What he said wasn't wrong. There are plenty of people who would like to see, who agree with you have the right to protest. They just don't agree with that way of protesting.
Right.
Right? Because it's disrespectful to the people who served our country and died for the flag and everything else. I happen to be one of those people. But he didn't say anything horrible, and then he just gets dopey and goes to, like, TV ratings. Nobody gives a rat's ass about TV ratings. They don't. What the Steelers did yesterday, I thought was cowardly. And honestly, I feel like if Rooney was still alive, there's no way that goes down. I really, because that franchise, that would have been the last franchise I would have expected to decide they were going to stay in the locker room, especially under the guise of we wanted to protect our players from having to make that decision.
Well, something like
that's
that.
That's weak.
Yeah.
Weak.
Tomlin said, we will not be divided by this. We got a group of men in there who come from different socioeconomic backgrounds, races, creeds, ethnicities, religions, so forth. That's football. That's a lot of team sports. But because of our position, we get drug into the S, to be quite honest with you. And so some have opinions, some don't. We wanted to protect this that don't.
Those that,
Says this, but we wanted to protect those that do. We came here for a football game today, and that was our intentions.
Okay, so for the first time ever, they have those same disagreements every single week. That's their lives.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell me, you know, you need to protect them and keep them inside the locker room. There's no way. Brett, were they home yesterday or were they in Chicago?
I think they were in Chicago.
There's no way they do that at Heinz Field.
Right.
There's no way they keep their team in the locker room at Heinz Field. Their fans would flip out. Yeah. Flip out.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird. And then
it's
I don't
just
understand.
Weak. And then they had that one guy, Villanueva, who went and served. He was an Army Ranger. He served three tours in Afghanistan, and he came. He was like, "Screw you guys! I'm going outside for my country's national anthem. I served for that flag."
I would think he went out there and did it. I would think he said, "I can't not stand," considering guys next to me died
right
in those three tours. I mean, you know what he's seen, and you know how proud he is to serve this country. Three tours.
I'm so
that
sick.
Guy has to stand.
I'm so sick of all this nonsense.
And I hope nobody holds it against him and gives him a hard time, because I don't think you can.
I'm so sick of all of it. I really am. All of it. I can't stand it anymore.
What's with the linking arms?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Because I understand what the kneeling means. It's protesting an injustice. Whichever one people want to say they're protesting, whether it's police, racism, both, I don't know. But anyway, the knee I get. But the linking arms, I don't understand. Does that mean you guys might disagree, but you're together?
Probably.
And no I know matter the what owner, your opinions are?
I know the owner of the Jaguars. The Jaguars beat the piss out of the Ravens yesterday in London. But the owner of the Jaguars was out there with his players, locked, arms locked. Hey, listen, you know what, dude? I just want to watch a game.
Or does that mean you stand for the flag and nobody's going to kneel? But I don't think that's what it is. It must be a mixed opinion.
I'm so sick of everybody's politics. I really am. Yeah. I don't care.
The part that kind of sucks is that the politics have made their way now. And, like, Kaepernick was doing it over a year ago.
Well, that's my point.
It didn't so much wreck a Sunday football, and it sounds selfish, but people go to Sunday football because they're working all week, and Sunday's the day they escape into football.
Right.
And now you're in football, and you feel the tension and the But that's, I mean, that's the bigger picture. That's the bigger, more real-life picture.
You know what the funniest part of the
it
whole
just
thing
kind of sucks a little bit.
Is watching the NFL pregame stuff and watching all these guys have to talk about politics. Hysterical. Because they don't want to do it.
No.
They don't want to do it, but they had no choice.
No.
They have no choice.
Nobody really wants to talk about it, but there's things that have to be solved in this country. You got to talk about it at some point.
Yes. I said this to you about a month ago. You know, well, actually, when the season first started, so 3 weeks ago, Marshawn Lynch sat down and whoever else sat down. I said, you know what? At this point, if you're sitting for the national anthem or kneeling for the national anthem, now you're just an unoriginal douche. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because it's been done so much.
Yeah, it's been done for a year already. He's come up with something
new. I don't want anybody to upgrade that. That way. It's bad enough as it is. Disturbance in the NFL yesterday. I mean, that's really, and I mean, so I guess effective, you could say, with players kneeling, standing, Steelers not coming out, Trump tweeting about the NFL players, they should be fired, players protesting that. All in this 1 week of the NFL when people like try to escape and they just want to watch some football. But it's a big issue and a lot of emotions behind it. And that's exactly what happened right here. Good morning, B.A.B., go ahead.
Two things on this. So first of all, I don't know whether you saw the actual NFL rules that state exactly how the players are supposed to stand and show respect during the national anthem.
Right.
It's actually in their rules. I'm driving now, so I can't send it to you, but I have one of you guys research it. It describes exactly how they're supposed to stand and supposed to show respect for the flag. In addition, I don't really remember, I'm not a big prayer guy, but they wouldn't even let Tim Tebow take a knee during the national anthem as a prayer.
Right.
Or the Dallas players wear a small sticker in honor of the police officers that were murdered down there about 2 years ago.
You make a good point.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things out there that they're letting go with this that they never let go in the past.
You know, and listen, so I'm not looking to give Trump a free pass here either. He needs to stop fighting these stupid fights. Just stay out of this stuff. Stay out. You got bigger fish to fry than tweeting negative stuff to Steph Curry and doing this just because you knew it would drum up reaction at a campaign stop.
Just I agree with that.
Poor decision making.
All too often.
Poor decision making.
Right.
Like he's just he's getting on my freaking nerves.
And you're so right that the stuff he's getting involved in is not the world stage. He's got to really focus more on the world stage. There's important stuff going on in the world.
Yeah.
And to dive into if an NBA team is coming to the White House or not, who cares?
It's an honor to come to the White House. Consider your invitation taken away.
They already said they weren't coming. It doesn't matter. You could have just let it lay there.
You're not going to come to my party? Well, I don't want you there anyway. What are you it's like, stop, man.
Can't let that stuff go, I guess.
Just... all of it. You're all getting on my nerves.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. And if you're just waking up, I mean, it's a huge issue yesterday, of course. If you're any kind of football fan, you couldn't help but notice the mixing of football and then like bigger world problems and issues. And, you know, Colin Kaepernick started the discussion over a year ago. Now it's become, look how long it took. It percolated.
Right.
Now it's become a thing with a whole team, the Pittsburgh Steelers staying inside for the anthem.
You know, what I saw from the beginning of the Giant game was that they all locked arms.
Didn't they have three that took a knee?
Did they?
Maybe
they did.
I saw, you know what?
But at least you all came out and you're all there as one. Like they agreed to disagree, whatever it is. But, you know, some of the stuff I saw, especially Pittsburgh, man. That was weak.
Hey, good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Hey, I got one thing to say about this whole NFL thing. The hell with these overpaid dirtbags. They get paid a lot of money to play football. They get paid millions of dollars. And then they disrespect our flag by doing that. I'm done with the NFL. They ain't going to get another dime from me. I'm boycotting them.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you won't. No, you won't, because you know what's going to happen? Sunday's going to come around, you're going to be like, oh, man, I can either clean the yard or I can go inside and watch games. You're going to watch games.
No, I'll watch hockey. I'll watch NASCAR. I'll give my money to somebody else. I'm not gonna pay them any respect. They disrespect our military and our flag. I'm done with them. It's just a total disrespect. And you know what? There's a time and a place. Use another platform to grieve. Don't do it during the national anthem.
Thank you. And I think that's really the biggest issue of what's going on here.
You can protest at a
protesting during the anthem. People don't even hear what you're protesting because it's during the anthem. It's sacrilegious.
And Tomlin from the Steelers And he's saying that he didn't even want Villanueva, who was an Army Ranger who served three tours in Afghanistan, who was the only Steeler to come out and stand for the national anthem. He didn't want him to go out of the locker room because he wanted 100% of the team in the locker room.
Right.
So they're standing together. I lost a lot of respect for the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday, man.
102.3 WBAB. And yesterday's protest of the anthem in the NFL became bigger than it's ever been. Not just one player, but multiple players. I think almost every team. The Steelers stayed in the locker room. One player came out, a three-tour of Afghanistan Army Ranger, who just probably said, listen, I can't not go out there for the anthem. I can't disrespect the flag and my friends who died for the flag. And that's the crux of the whole thing is, you know, people would hear what the social injustice is and the cause and would have more sympathy.
You mute yourself.
The people who aren't agreeing with it would have more sympathy if it wasn't about, you know, almost like burning the flag, but in a way burning the flag by kneeling against it. That those two things, people don't hear you when you disrespect the flag. The flag is untouchable.
Right.
It represents, and all of us are in this. See, this is the thing. All of us are in this together, no matter how you slice it. There's no, you know, there's a problem in this country. We're all affected by it. So we're all in this no matter what. The flag is just the thing that we all have in common. No matter what's going on in this country, it's a great country that has some problems. What country isn't? So you've got the flag that's there that is untouchable. It just is. And if you think it's not touchable, if you think it's touchable, then you're not understanding what this country is built on and what people feel for it. And you don't understand the emotion that goes into it and the lives and the blood that's gone into this country for that flag. So you can protest all you want, but if you burn a flag like in the 70s, it was a big thing, nobody heard them. If guys burning a flag, nobody cares what the guy's protesting. And the same thing's happening with the kneeling. So, I mean, I guess you could say nobody would be paying attention if someone hadn't knelt during the anthem. But now people are paying attention. You don't have to keep doing it because everybody's going to close their ears to the cause is.
Listen, I break.
Because the flag is it's sacrilegious to do that with the flag.
I break East End Jeremy's balls a lot.
Mm.
All right. But here's one. And I'll do it a little bit right here. Like he did a whole big
his kind Facebook
of
thing. Post?
Yeah, there's not one period or any sort of punctuation whatsoever. But I'm going to read it real quick.
It was pretty good, though.
This is East End Jeremy. My great grandfather fought in World War I. My grandfather, my son's namesake, in World War II. He joined at 17. My grandfather on my dad's side fought in Korea. My father in law in Vietnam. I served as well. Without those men and the men behind them, they wouldn't be in NFL, and they would certainly not have the freedom to make their millions and millions of dollars. You could stand for racial justice, and what's not right in this country, that's your right, given to you by the men who died for it. But don't you dare not stand for my flag. All that flag has ever done is give the men and women the motivation to keep fighting even when the bullets were flying and the lives were on the line. Some of those men and women made it home and they proudly stand for that flag. Others, that flag was draped over that casket. I see anybody not standing for that flag around me, and you be sure I'm going to be in your effing face. Guess what? That's my right. F you, NFL. And let me add, as well, I have a member of my family who is serving in our military as we speak, whom I'm extremely proud of, Darren Kruger. I stand for him. I read that yesterday. I was like, well, with the exception of the lack of punctuation,
he
did a pretty good job.
He did. And he did a good job of explaining, I think, how a lot of people feel. Now, even people who aren't in the military, you feel that. You can stand and protest for whatever it is. Just don't do that with the flag because you're not understanding how much that has been bled for and how much it means to people who live in this country.
Right.
Serving or not.
Nobody's saying you don't have your right to protest.
No.
You have your right to protest because of the people who died for it.
Yes, there's things that have to be fixed. There's things that are wrong in the country.
Just come up with a better way to do it. Come up with a better way to do it. Seriously.
Although, anyone will tell you that the big goal has now been accomplished. People are paying attention. And I don't know what's next. So what is next? Now that everybody's paying attention, what's next?
People are paying attention because the networks make money on divide. And this divides people. So what do? They put it out there and they get eyes back on the television, and that's how they make money. The networks could easily...
I think even without the networks, people are paying attention. This is something people want to talk about. Well, they don't want to talk about it a lot, but it's got to get fixed. Whatever the divide is so huge, it's got to be healed in this country. I don't know how that's done. This is way bigger than anything I could ever think of.
I think with a Ted Litton or prayer circle.
Yeah, maybe. A
couple of Hennepins.
That's all we need.
Right.
Ted Linder, everybody. He's... Oh, boy.
That's why he took today off. He's getting it ready.
That's right. He's working out the solution for the country.
Right.
6:43. I wish that was so true.
Now I want everybody to say, well, why is Colin Kaepernick not in the NFL anymore? Can't be because of this. Everybody and their brother's doing it now. Mm-hmm. They also play.
This really wasn't a
you
headline yesterday in all this.
No.
It was almost invisible, except for the guys who wore the T-shirts.
Now,
that
I, just
with Cap.
Now I just hope people realize he's not in the NFL because he sucks. That's why.
Well, let's get like one more phone call in here. So many people who have such a strong opinion about the NFL and the kneeling during the anthem or not coming out during the anthem. I mean, it's really come to a point now where I guess this has to be somehow talked about and in some way resolved. I don't know. That's the thing I can't wrap my head around. Once everybody's now paying attention and everybody has their opinions on what's going on with either racial injustice, social injustice, and or how the NFL players are and or baseball players are acting. Now what? What happens next? How do you solve this?
You don't.
I don't know if there's a way to make everybody go, oh, okay, that's the answer. Now we're done. I don't know if that exists. But good morning, B.A.B. Go ahead.
Yo, what's going on? I just wanted to, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Mm-hmm.
All this NFL BS. You know what? Steele will go on 3 tours and does his job as a U.S. citizen and his own teammates. Piss on him by letting him go out alone.
Mm.
Screw that.
I wonder what that's going to do to the team.
Right.
That's a good point.
Long-time Giant fan. I'm a half of the owner of a shop here in Farmingdale, New York. I've already ripped down every Giant poster I have in my place.
Wow.
Never.
Wow.
Done. Did you see what Odell Beckham did yesterday? He got down. The Giants are down 14-0, right? They look like garbage. All of a sudden, in the fourth quarter, they're able to move the ball and score points. So... he gets a touchdown. He drops down on all fours, starts walking like a dog, and then lifts his hind leg up like he's peeing in the end zone.
Jeez.
Right? Automatically.
You know what? Piss on all of them.
That's
right,
embarrassing.
A 15-yard,
you know,
like a 15-yard penalty.
Watching this, you're supposed to be taught respect.
Yeah.
They show no respect for their own teammates or their flag. You have a great day and piss on the NFL.
Thank you, sir.
Very much.
Take care, then.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
I hope
they're mad at the NFL. They're mad at players. Everybody's mad, both sides.
As far as the Odell Beckham thing goes,
yeah.
I hope the Giants, whatever the NFL fines him for that little stunt, I hope the Giants double it.
Yeah.
I really do.
In the middle of what was going on yesterday, that's the strangest.
He's just a hump.
Most low-rung thing.
And then he's
thing.
Barking at the crowd. I'm like, dude, you're losing. You're losing.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, you're loose. Shut up. Shut up and just shut and play.
Yesterday, with all the protests and stuff, yesterday's the day you hand the ball to the ref and jog to the sidelines like you've scored a touchdown.
You know what? When we saw that, we had friends at the house who watched that, and I said, you know what? That's what made Barry Sanders so great.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders got in the end zone, threw the ball to the referee, and went to the sidelines every single time. Every time. Because most of the time, he was losing.
Yeah.
So you don't really talk smack when you're losing.
6:55.
God, it pissed me off. The Jets.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.